The minute that I start recommending something for money, I think that the relationship with people changes.
Building a company from nothing is freaking hard. Us entrepreneurs are expected to deal with unimaginable challenges and somehow keep a cool head through it all. This is The Art of Entrepreneurship, and I'm your host, Jackie Hermes. I grew my company, Excelity, from 0 to 7 figures with no partners and no funding. The Art of Entrepreneurship is a show where we cut through the BS and dig into what it actually takes to start and grow a company. If you give me your time, I promise it won't be wasted. Now let's get to work.
Hello and welcome back to The Art of Entrepreneurship. Today's topic, I don't think I've ever talked about this today, but there's something that I want to say out loud that feels maybe a little uncomfortable in a business world that's largely online, and it frankly treats attention like something that you are supposed to squeeze for every possible dollar. Someone just brought this up the other day when we were chatting before recording, that when he's gone on some of the bigger podcasts, it's like they're always pushing something. They want you to buy something. They have a protein bar. They have whatever third-party thing that they're pushing, and it's like, man, just give me the content. Like, what do you need to do in order to give me the content and earn my trust instead of always shoving products down my throat? Just because you can monetize something doesn't mean you should. And there's plenty of caveats, and we'll get into that. I've been visible online for a long time now. This podcast has been around since 2021. I've been writing on LinkedIn since 2018. That is 8 years ago now. That's crazy. And that was just long before it was cool or there was like the LinkedIn influencer. It was also long before everyone had a content strategy and a lead magnet and their carousel templates and I've had plenty of opportunities to monetize that visibility in affiliate deals, promoting third-party products, ads, but I always say no to this day, which, you know, some people might say is stupid, but it's not because money is bad, and it's not because I don't understand how business and monetizing your audience works, but it's because the minute that I start recommending something for money, I think that the relationship with people changes. Even if the product is great and I genuinely like it, there's suddenly just another layer there, and I've never wanted people who read my posts or listen to this podcast to wonder why I'm saying something or associate my name with a product that I'm not obsessed with, or really just wonder whether there's an incentive behind it, which I know happens all the time. This decision has definitely cost me money in the short term, and there's no point in, you know, beating around the bush or pretending that it hasn't. I've definitely left dollars on the table, but it's protected the trust that I have with listeners, with people on LinkedIn. LinkedIn was actually one of my biggest teachers in this arena. I think that when you show up on a platform long enough, you start to see the patterns. It's like in fashion, everything repeats itself. In LinkedIn, everything repeats itself. You see how quickly people can grow when they say the right things. So they're hacking the algorithm. They're being really controversial. And you can see how incentives shape content. And you can also see how fast trust can erode when everything becomes a strategy or a play. And frankly, I know that I'm not perfect, and I know that I'm sure my content could use some work, but it annoys me when everything is a play for audience or a play for growth or a cash grab. I have always approached LinkedIn the same way that I approach this podcast. It's a place to think out loud, share perspective, offer something useful, and what goes around comes around. There have been long stretches where I didn't sell anything at all, and I'm definitely not doing any of that comment, XYZ, to get my free playbook. I just want to bring my experience and, most of all, honesty. All right, y'all, it's shameless plug time. I want to take a quick break to chat with you about Excelity, my full service marketing agency. For the last 12 years, we've been working closely with B2B software and service companies. Now we are expanding and looking for growth stage companies with a bold vision, but maybe lacking the marketing strategy or resources to get there. Or hey, you might have resources that just aren't working out. We definitely see that all the time. At Excelity, our team gets results and we have a ton of fun doing it. I'm sure you can tell that from listening to this podcast. So if you or someone you know is a fit, check us out at excelitymarketing.com or reach out to me directly on LinkedIn.
I've learned that trust compounds really quietly and really slowly. Algorithms change and platforms change. And your reach goes up and down and up and down, and everyone complains about it. But when people trust you, they stick around, they follow, they read closely, they become those raving fans, which is really cool. I love when someone becomes a raving fan and messages about how something that I've done has changed their perspective or changed their path. I think that audiences are very smart and they don't want to feel like they're being worked. And they can feel when your insight turns into some kind of positioning or some kind of sales pitch, and they can disengage. One of the biggest mistakes that I see founders making is that once they get a little bit of visibility, they think that monetization is the next step, or they are building their visibility solely to monetize. And that's just a very transparent strategy. Restraint, I think, is underrated as a founder skill. Restraint, timing, and slow is fast. Fast is slow. Is that the saying? I'm really not sure, but I like it. Monetization really changes expectations. It shapes how people look at you and filter your words through their minds, and it limits how you can evolve. And once you have those expectations in place, it can be hard to change them. For me, both this podcast and my presence on LinkedIn and any other channels I've been on in the last 7 or 8 years have always been about perspective first, sharing value, how entrepreneurship really works and feels, and the pressure, the identity shifts, the decision making, and the parts of building a business that don't fit into a framework or a best practices blog. I never wanted either platform to feel like a funnel or feel like someone's getting shoved into making a purchase. What I have learned is that when you stop chasing after attention and trying to make money off of everything, your trust signals get stronger. And that's the part that I don't think gets talked about enough. The decisions that you make don't just affect your revenue, they affect who people think you are and who you are allowed to become later. Because if you're monetizing every single thing or you're monetizing too early, you box yourself into an identity that you must monetize. And if you sell before your values are clear, or before people really understand and care about who you are or care about your business, then it's not going to work. This is something you've probably heard me hear a million times. You can't put out lead gen ads or just start selling when nobody cares about your business, the why, the problems that you're solving, and frankly, how you are making their lives easier. So if you're building something right now and you're feeling pressure to turn every little thing into revenue as quickly as possible, I want to offer perspective. Sales matters and revenue matters. And if your business is building an audience and monetizing it by selling courses or whatever it may be, then yeah, I get that. But if you're like me and you have lots of channels in play, and some are more for monetization and some are more for education, perspective, relationship building, just remember restraint is a strategy, timing matters. And once you break the trust of the people around you, it's just really hard to rebuild. And people remember things. People have a really long memory for when they are deceived by people that they admire, respect, or trust. And everything is temporary, but trust is the thing that really lasts. No real strategic how-tos today, just more my thoughts and opinions on a topic that I have never covered before in 300 some episodes, which are honestly harder and harder to find these days. If you got value out of this podcast, please just share it with one person that needs to hear this message, one person that is growing an audience and thinking about monetizing it. And just remember to do so carefully, strategically. And when you are promoting something, make sure you're obsessed with it and that you are okay having your name side by side with it, because that is what you're saying when you are selling a product or service. All right. Thank you so much. And I will talk to you next time.